I was in my room and my sister was listening to this video, and in the video there are these two moms that are given a question, and that question, like, you know, I told you that it stuck in my head and I just couldn't seem to answer it, or I don't know, I just, like, I told you that it was hurting my brain. So I just want to see if you have, like, any thoughts on it, and, you know, if you, what would you pick? So there are these two moms, right? They go to, they're both young. They go to the same hospital. They give birth the same day. They are, they're helped by this midwife. One of them gives birth to a boy and the other one gives birth to a girl. So the mom that gave birth to a girl, she knew she was going to give birth to a girl. And she was pretty excited to have her, you know, because she already had a boy, so she was going to get the bear. And when, so both of them didn't get to see their kids right away because both of them needed help. And so a couple of days, well, I think the next day or 2 days later, like, they're able to see their kids, right? And the mom that knew that she gave birth to a girl ended up receiving the boy. So this midwife that helped both of them, she mixed up the babies somehow. I don't know how. They were both different genders. So she ended up giving the mom that gave birth to the girl, the boy, and the mom who gave birth to the boy, the girl. So the mom that got the boy, like, she automatically, like, questioned the gender when she, like, found out that she was holding a boy. She asked the nurses if the child that they had given her was the right one. And they kind of laughed and were just like, yeah, like, that's your baby. But the mom, like, knew that she had given birth to, like, a girl. So she asked a couple of times, and they just kept telling her the same thing. Because, you know, when does a hospital make a mistake? So she just stopped questioning them, and she ended up going home with the boy. And the mom that got the girl, like, you know, she was excited. And from the beginning, since she got the girl, well, her daughter, she knew that that was her baby. And then she left and, you know, she took home the baby girl. So a couple of years passed by. Both of these moms live in, like, really different areas. And one of them was the one that had the boy and took home the other boy. She lived in a very poor neighborhood, and she needed help from the dad to help support their kids. So the dad asked for a DNA test of the boy because the boy didn't look like either him or the mom. So he was just like, yeah, I'll help you out with money if you give me a DNA test that says that that is my kid. So the mom, obviously, she, you know, she knew that was her kid, so she took her son to the hospital to get some DNA tests. And when she got the results back, she saw that they weren't a match. That that kid who she had been raising was in her purse. So, you know, she was devastated. And when they found out, like, when the hospital found out, they started looking up every other mom that gave birth that day. And they started tracking them down. They started bringing them in for DNA tests too. And they finally, like, ended up with the mom who had her daughter. So this mom is asked to go in, you know. This mom gets the test done. She went in, you know, expecting to know that, just, you know, yeah. And she gets told that that child, well, her daughter isn't her daughter, and she just lost it, like, on the spot. She started screaming, she started crying, you know. So both of the moms find out that Their kids aren't their kids, and they meet each other. They meet their actual kids. And, you know, after a couple of visits, like, they're asked this question. Who would you give up? The child that you gave birth to or the child that you have raised? And that is just the question that I can't answer.
You want me to answer that?
Yeah.
Wait, your question is who you would give up?
Yeah, who would you give up? Like, would you give up the child that you have been raising for 4 years? Or give up the child who you gave birth to, who you just happened to meet?
I mean, I guess it depends on, like, how well attached you... I mean, it sounds mean, like the way I'm saying it, like, how well attached you are to the child that you were raising. Because, like, would you say that one of the moms, like, knew that this wasn't her child? Like, had a suspicion that this wasn't her child?
Yeah.
But did she raise lovingly, or did she, like...
Yeah, she... actually, okay, in the video... Huh?
So both parents, like, raised these kids in, like, loving conditions, then, right?
Yes. Like, one of the mom even says, like... Well, the one that went to go get the DNA test for the boy, like, she said herself, like... Because she lived in a poor neighborhood, and the other mom, like, it's shown that she lives in a really, like, well, not really, but, like, she lives, like, you know, she's middle class, so she lives in a better house. She has better toys for her daughter. And, like, one of the moms, like, well, the mom that went to go get the DNA test, she said, oh, like, I was never able to give my child all these luxury things, but the one thing that he always got was love from me. And, you know, like, we just have this bond.
Yeah, I will take my child.
But you don't know that child.
Right, but, like, that was yours originally. You just have a child, you know?
So you would be willing to give away or give up the child who you have been raising for these four past years? Just
not
like that?
Yeah, it's not even a broken hand, just so, like, probably could talk to the other mom. Like a friendship, and I used to see the other kids. Maybe they would grow up being friends. You never know.
I guess, like, you'd stay, well, not usually, you know what I mean? Like, I'd stay with the one that I was raising. Because, like, I say, like, because, yeah, like, it's not like you're giving away, like, a pet. Like, you raised a child for, like, four years. And you're just gonna, like, switch? That's weird.
But what about your
like,
kids?
You can't really think, like, only on the mom. Like, the kid, both the kids, like, grew up thinking that this person, this woman was the actual mother. Like, you expect them to be okay with the fact that you're like, oh, like, hey, look, this is your real mom. We're giving you back. you can't just only take into consideration about the mother. Like, you're the kid, too. It's not like it's a dog. Like, you give, it's not like a dog. Like, with a dog, like, they'll eventually, like, you know, like, get used to it. But, like, a kid is different. Like, it's an actual person.
But what about your kid, the one that you gave birth to? Like, you're just gonna forget about him or her?
No, I mean, you can still see him and catch you. Like, well, there's no rules prohibiting you being able to see this child. I mean, I'm pretty sure the other mother would want to see her kid too, her actual child.
That's why I find this question pretty hard.
I mean, you can still see him and catch you. Like, well, there's no rules prohibiting you being able to see this child. I mean, I'm pretty sure the other mother would want to see her kid to be her actual child.
Well, one of the moms wanted to do the switching. Like, she actually wanted her own kid back. And one of the moms just said, hey, like, if you take my kid, then might as well just kill me, or I forgot her exact words, But she said something about along the lines that if you take her child away from her, like, she might as well die. Because her child is her world, you know?
Yeah, but she, like, why would she say something like that? Like, she, in the beginning, we're pretty sure she was certain that, that the child that she was raising was her actual child.
Yeah, so why that's why she said that, because since the beginning, the mom that got the girl, she knew that, well, she felt that that girl was her child, so from the beginning, she just loved her child.
You can't really pick a side.
That's why I find this question pretty hard, because when I heard it, like I was thinking about it, and I was like, I can't. Like, if I was asked to pick, I think that I wouldn't be able to pick, because, you know, I mean, it's okay. It's a, like, you can think about it in many different ways, in many different scenarios. Like, it's still not okay. And even if you pick one answer, like, it just doesn't sit right. It feels like you're wrong picking either of the options, because, like you said, like, it's your actual kid. Like, you were carrying him or her, and you gave birth to him or her, and then they hand you this kid who you take home, who you raise, who you get attached to, who you spend time, days, everything with, and then 4 years later, like, they tell you that this child who you have been raising, taking care of, is not yours. Like, it would feel wrong to not pick your child, and then it would feel wrong to just take this child. Like, just, it's like picking something up and just moving it somewhere else. Like, oh, like, I thought you were mine, but, ha, like, you know.
Yeah, but then you can't yourself either, you know, you can't really feel bad. It's not like you made a mistake or anything.
Exactly, it's not your mistake, but it's your decision to make. Like, they were giving this.
From the very beginning, you were supposed to have your child, not somebody else's.
Yeah, and like you said, like, it wasn't your mistake. But, you know, this mistake, like, sent you home with someone who you raised as your child. So, I don't know, I just can't seem to answer the question. Being either of the options feels wrong. Like, giving up the child that you have been raising, I don't know, that's still your kid. It's not something easy to just give up on. And then knowing that your kid is also out there, like, you can't just forget about that and dismiss it completely. Like, you're going to want to know if your kid is fine, how your child is growing up, what are you doing, you know?
But just because you can't actually have this child, that, like, you can't actually see it, or him, or her. I mean, with step parents, like, you know, like, divorced families, like, I mean, it's still your child, you still see them. I mean, it's not the same, but, like, it's the same concept behind the kids.
Yeah, I still can't answer that question. I mean, yeah, you can still talk to them, see them, but you're still going to want to have them near you, next to you, have them be with you.
I mean, I guess, so, like, there's not much you can do.
Yeah, you're right.
You see, this is why, like, some people say when your baby's born, like, it's like in The Office, where I think it was Dwight said to, like, put, like, when your child is born, to put, like, a little symbol on the baby. only in the place where you would find the symbol, so you can be sure that it's a child, it's your child.
Wow. Okay.
That's true.
All right. Well, thank you.